Welcome to the end of financial year edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 30th of June 2019. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and is read today by Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3670, Gary, VK7JGD. On 7140, Ross, VK7ALH. On 14130, Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. On 28525, Tony, VK7VKT. And on DMR Talk Group 3809, Clayton, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RTC in the south. Congratulations, VK7OB and VK7FMAZ. At the sad occasion of Jack Jordan, VK7IL's funeral, Dave O'Brien, VK7OB, mentioned that it was his 70th birthday later in the week. Congratulations, Dave. Then Marilyn mentioned that later in the week also was Dave and Marilyn's 50th wedding anniversary. A huge congratulations to Dave and Marilyn on these events. And that's 73 is from Justin, VK7TW. Broadcast news, RAOTC broadcast for July 2019. As mentioned in the national news, the July bulletin of the RAOTC news will go to air on Monday, July the 1st. This edition records a silent key and three new members. It also makes a correction to information given in the June edition about FT8. Major items include archived material, one of which deals with the evolution of amateur radio and what the future may hold. The other deals with the Square Kilometre Array, or SKA, a radio telescope expected to have power 50 times greater than the Hubble telescope. It will serve five areas of research. The final item deals with the evolution of telecommunications and how the landline phone allegedly made us happy and connected. The assertion is made that in order to understand the possible effects of today's media, it is interesting to look at communications history. In VK7, this broadcast can be heard on the VK7RAA/RTC statewide network at 7:30 p.m. local time on Monday, July the 1st, and at approximately 8:30 p.m. as part of the Spectrum Tasmania broadcast via the BATC video link or in the Ulverston area on 445.5 MHz DVB-T. Details are available on the text edition of this broadcast. And that's 73 from Peter, VK7 Papa Delta. WIA Annual Conference 2020 and a call for presentations. At the WIA Annual Conference in Sydney, it was announced that the 2020 WIA Annual Conference will be held in Hobart on the 8th to the 10th of May 2020. The theme is Antarctic Gateway, and so the tours and visits during the weekend will revolve around Antarctica and radio. This is a request for anyone who would be prepared to give a presentation on the Saturday afternoon on any aspect of amateur radio, Antarctica, radio, electronics, experimentation, or all of the above. The presentation slots are 30 to 40 minutes in length, with 5 to 10 minutes of questions at the end or throughout the presentation. If you have a topic or a presentation or just an idea for one, then please contact Justin, VK7TW, and his email address, vk7tw@wia.org.au, and you can discuss it with him then. He looks forward to hearing from you, says Justin, VK7TW. Contest news, VHF UHF Winterfield Day 2019, VK7 participation. On the weekend of June the 22nd and 23rd, the Australia-wide field day for all amateur frequencies above 50 MHz was held. Yes, that date includes the winter solstice, the shortest and potentially one of the coldest days of the year. The basic idea is to set up in places that allow maximum communication distances to be achieved at frequencies that were once considered to be line of sight only. For VK7 participation, it was planned that Richard, VK7ZBX, and Murray, VK7ZMS, would set up on Mount Wellington in time for the field day start at 11 a.m. local time. That plan came undone when it was found that the Mount Wellington Road was closed at the springs due to snow. While Richard was considering reduced opportunities by setting up on the domain, he received word from Hayden, VK7HH, that the road had been reopened. So, with a maximum temperature of 1 degree forecast, Richard made the ascent and hurriedly set up his portable station. Meanwhile, Murray was diverted elsewhere, so he was unable to participate. In the north, Peter, VK7ZPE, and Alan, VK7AN, set up a station at White Hills near St. Leonard's. They were equipped to operate on bands 6 metres, 2 metres, 70 centimetres, 23 centimetres, 13 centimetres, 9 centimetres and 3 centimetres. At the Mount Barrow Interpretation Centre, Peter, VK7KPC, maintained a lonely vigil on 6 metres, 2 metres and 70 centimetres. James, VK7JAM, and partner Jasmine climbed Mount Direction, the northern one, equipped with radio, battery and a dual-band Yagi. Although they heard signals, they were unsuccessful in making any contacts. There may have been some technical problems. We hope they'll participate in the spring field day. Thanks to the keenness of amateurs in the Launceston area, the other two field stations began having local contacts shortly after 0100 UTC start time. At 0130, a voice contact on 23 centimetres was made from the two operators at the White Hill site to Rex VK7MO in Hobart. This was after a 10 gig contact was abandoned, as it turned out, due to technical difficulties at Rex's end. Further contacts were made to Rex on 2 metres and 70 centimetres. The northern stations were next able to have voice contacts with Hayden via his remote station at Mount Lloyd on 2 metres SSB. A 23 centimetre contact was abandoned due to transmitter problems at the remote site. At 0320 UTC, up came signals from Richard, VK7ZBX, from a snow-dusted Mount Wellington. He was, by that time, QRV on 2 metres, 70 centimetres and 3 centimetres. Contacts were made on those three bands to the operators at White Hills, and then on 2 metres and 70 centimetres, his furthest contact, to VK7KPC. More contacts were made on the above three bands to stations in and around Hobart. Richard had planned to be QRV on a total of seven bands, but some technical difficulties and last-minute rush restricted this. Despite this, he racked up good point score, largely thanks to the 10-gig contacts. Photos have been posted to the VK7AR Facebook page, thanks to all those who participated. It's hoped to have a greater VK7 participation in the VHF-UHF Spring Field Day, scheduled for November 23rd and 24th. See you there, says Peter, VK7 Papa Delta. News from the Northwest, Chat and Show Group. The next gathering of the Chat and Show Group will be next Saturday, July the 6th at 2 p.m. at the Penguin Sports Centre, Ironcliff Road, Penguin, and the drop-in time is from 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. It's not a club event, and it's open to all radio enthusiasts from anywhere. The only commitment is the request of a small plate for afternoon tea. Shirley, VK7HSC, that's Hotel Sierra Charlie, will be supplying tea and coffee. If you have anything you would like to show us that you have built or are building, bring it. Things you have collected are also of interest as well, and any questions or discussion will be welcome. There may be a short presentation this time, but this has not been confirmed as yet. Hope to see you there, says Shell, VK7 Hotel, Sierra Charlie. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And now news from the North, SOTA and WWFF Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are from 10:30 a.m. on Monday and Friday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street in Launceston. For more details, you can contact Al on his mobile number 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha November. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Well, here it is, the end of the financial year, and for those of us who are required to complete a tax return, it's that time. But for the few NTARC members who have yet to renew their 2019 subscription, it is also the day on which we must review the membership register. During the coming week, we will be transferring any unfinancial members over to the unfinancial membership register. It also means if you have access to the NTARC Yahoo site, that access will be removed. Sorry about that, but our hands are tied by the club constitution. If you are one of the in this category, then your attention to this matter is now a priority in the coming days. If you're unsure whether you have paid your 2019 subs, then please contact the treasurer by email. The address is treasurer@ntarc.net, or you can contact the secretary by email at ntarc.emails@gmail.com. Please note, this is your absolute final reminder. The roundup of Winter Field Day. It appears no matter how cold it gets, some of us just cannot help playing radio out in the bush. One of those is Peter, VK7KPC, who tells us, last Saturday, June the 22nd, as the sun was rising and the fog was lifting, I ventured out to my ice-covered Isuzu. Starting the engine to defrost windows, I proceeded to load batteries, radios, antennas, and support tripod. Setting off past the frost-covered fields around Evandale, I proceeded to the Mount Barrow Interpretation Centre, with only a short stop to buy some lunch and a welcome hot coffee. Parking to make best use of the outside bench seat at the front of the building, the station setup commenced. The travel case mounted IC706 was connected to a battery and the 6-metre output connected to a Magna base whip mounted on the vehicle bonnet. Tripod extended and a 2-metre and 70-centimetre horizontal Yagi attached. The IC490 was the next to be connected to the dual-band Yagi, but when turned on following connection of solar-charged auxiliary battery, there was a distinct lack of lights, green or otherwise. The problem was traced to one of the inline fuse holders not making good contact with the cartridge fuse. Thanks to Gerber, this was temporarily bypassed, and lo, there was light and sound. Brings to mind the 7 P's, but as a scout I was prepared to adapt and improvise. Following some liaison via VK7RAA, contact was made with Messrs VK7PD Peter, VK7ZPE Peter, and VK7ANL, just across the valley at White Hills, appropriately named for that morning. 6-metre contact was marginal due to some issues with the IC706 and antenna combination. Armstrong rotator activated and Yagi pointed in appropriate directions enabled 2-metre SSB contacts with VK7ZPE and VK7AN plus VK7HH down Hobart Way. 70-centimetre SSB contacts followed with VK7ZPE and VK7AN plus VK7ZBX Richard somewhere on Mount Wellington, who was also able to reach me on 2 metres. Later in the afternoon, a contact was lodged with VK7DX Frank at Arthur's Lake. As it was starting to get a bit cool by this time and the White Hills expedition had packed up, I decided it was time for me to head home to the warmth of the fire and lasagna, always better on the second day. Thanks, Peter, for that update, and yes, it was a cold morning to venture outside, hopefully, with thick gloves, beanie and extra warm jacket to play radio. I also agree lasagna is always better on the second day. We now hand over to NTARC President Idris VK7ZIR for his report on the club's latest technical session held at the club rooms at Rochalie this past Wednesday evening. And the heading, Roundup of Wednesday the 26th of June Technical. Ross VK7ALH was assisted with bringing in a heavy radio rack to put on the table. It was an AR7 receiver rack in very good condition. There were 3 modules in the rack, the receiver itself, a loudspeaker module, and at the top, a power supply. These receivers and their matching transmitters were made during World War II and after in Australia and were deployed in many air bases and airports around the country. Trevor, VK7TB, and Ross gave us a potted history of the AR7, also used at airports in a civilian role after the war. They were manufactured by several companies, including AWA. This particular example bore the logo of Kingsley Radio of Melbourne. Trevor recalled seeing large quantities of them at Launceston Airport. They had pluggable modules for different bands in the HF spectrum. We asked our retired air services technician, Peter, VK7KPC, about them at Launceston, but they were before his time there. Simon, VK7FSRM, used his computer skills to resurrect two retro desktop computers for a new life. Thanks, Simon. Colin, VK7ZCF, brought in his new Ukrainian antenna analyzer to show. It has a range of up to 1,400 megs and is a very nice instrument. He was able to analyze the club's 1296 meg ring Yagi, and the results showed it to be somewhat off frequency. Another job for the next working bee. And speaking of bees, Nick, VK7BEE, will be adding the aforementioned AR7 rack to his radio museum. The matching transmitter is known to be in the state somewhere, and the search is still on. Peter, VK2MPK, has recovered from the Tassie Lurgy and was there for the night with some updates regarding the Cattle Hill wind farm logistics. Peter, VK7KPC, and Andrew, VK7DW, were beavering away over a laptop, entering data into the logger program for the recent winter VHF UHF field day. He is hoping we get a good rating for VK7. Peter also showed us on his laptop plots of real-time aircraft movements received on his homebrewed 1090 meg ADS-B antenna. Idris, VK7ZIR, brought some more free books, and Simon was seen staggering out with a pile at the end of the evening. Happy reading. Many other discussions were going on, with everyone keeping warm and lubricated with coffee and tea. That's all, folks. See you next week, says Idris, VK7ZIR. Thank you, Idris. It sounds like all had a very enjoyable evening. And talking about keeping warm, our new heater should arrive hopefully next week, and then it will be a case of waiting for the man to install it. Coming events. Technical sessions. The next session will be on Wednesday the 3rd of July and will commence at the usual time of 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms at Archer Street in Rogerleigh. Pop in, catch up with fellow amateurs, bring along something that you are currently building, or just ask questions. You might also be able to answer some questions from other attendees. That is what the evenings are all about. Anything of a technical or near-technical nature is fair game. Endless tea and coffee, along with biscuits, is available for a small gold coin donation. July barbecue meeting, Saturday the 13th of July, but it will be a non-barbecue event. Instead, we will be having soup and sandwiches. Sandwiches will be catered for by Subway, and we ask for volunteers to provide pots of homemade soup. So if you are able to assist with the soup production, it would be appreciated if you could advise me by email at either of the following addresses. That's ypmaxwell@bigpond.com or ntark.emails@gmail.com, or let me know at coffee sessions as to what you will be bringing. Otherwise, we could end up with four or more pots of pumpkin soup, which would no doubt be all nice, but a variety of soups would be better. As usual, the cost will be $10 per person to cover lunch and afternoon tea. The lunch will commence at noon, and the meeting will follow at 14:30 hours. We will be having this lunch and meeting in the big hall, and if Hearth Vader hasn't been installed there, then the open fire will be going. As usual, the meeting will be followed by afternoon tea. Special non-meeting dinner. Wednesday the 28th of August. The venue is the Commercial Hotel on the corner of Cimetière and George Street in Launceston. Meeting time 6:30 p.m. for a 7 p.m. dinner. A la carte menu. If you are planning to attend, could you please email me at either of the following addresses, ypmaxwell@bigpond.com or ntark.emails@gmail.com, or let me know at coffee sessions. Coffee mornings. A reminder that our twice-weekly coffee sessions are normally held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through until about noon or longer if members want to linger longer. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services that we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and cake, and leaving a gold coin or two. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, then please email the following address, ntark.emails@gmail.com. However, it would be appreciated if any news could be sent no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast to allow its timely insertion into the NTARC segment. Residing as we do in a rural location, and despite what the company or government might claim, our NBN service is very poor. This week, the internet has been up and down somewhat spasmodically, but on the whole performing better than it has been. Must have been the complaint call to our provider. I'm sure they will hear from me often, and the annoying thing is we are located approximately 14 kilometres south of Perth and deemed beyond the supposedly magical maximum 11 kilometre distance from the nearest fixed wireless tower, despite the flat terrain. We have no choice but to rely on the NBN satellite parked somewhere over New Guinea. This brings its own difficulties, particularly in poor weather. The earlier cut-off gives everybody involved a little breathing space. Your continued cooperation will therefore be gratefully appreciated. As always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochelle, says Yvonne, VK7FYMX, your NTARC secretary. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And now moving down the state and news from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, July presentation. This Wednesday night, July the 3rd, REST will be holding a GPS-disciplined oscillator forum from 7:30 p.m. This forum will be led by Rex, VK7MO, and Justin, VK7TW, who will be bringing along a broad range of GPS-DOs and run through the positives and negatives of the various models. A broad agenda for this forum will include: what is a GPS-DO and how does it work? When is a GPS-DO used and what benefits does it bring? Not all GPS-DOs are the same. Where can you get more information about GPS-DOs? Who are those time nuts? If you have a GPS-DO, then bring it along and tell people about what you use it for and your experience with it. We will have some interesting research around the very topical locking of the ICOM IC9700 to share. The session will be streamed on the REST Facebook and YouTube channels and will be recorded, and we look forward to seeing you along, says Justin, VK7TW. REST August presentation. Save the date. We are fortunate in having or to have Ian McIntosh along again to give us a presentation and demonstration of Oculus Rift Virtual Reality, or VR, technology. Last time Ian gave us a presentation, he had built his own notebook computer, and that was a fascinating talk. Ian is back on August the 7th from 7:30 p.m. with a presentation and demonstration of Oculus Rift Virtual Reality technology. See you, or should I say your virtual presence would be appreciated, says Justin, VK7TW. REST Foundation Training Day. The next Foundation Training Day is scheduled for Saturday the 13th of July. Assessments will also take place on this day, and other amateur levels can be also accommodated. Training days are scheduled every 2 months. You can contact Reg, VK7KK, at assessor@reest.asn.au or on his mobile 0417 391 607 if you wish to register. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. DATV Experimenters Night wrap-up. It was cold outside but toasty warm in the clubrooms. There was a hardy band of experimenters who braved the cold to come along and do exactly that, experiment. We cranked up the DATV studio with streaming and RF pumping out. We ran our new intro and identification videos that feature many of the past experimenters' nights. with a great voiceover from Miles, VK7FTAS. The first guest in the studio was Ben, VK7BEN, who gave us a promo of the antenna day that occurred yesterday. Ben and anchor Justin, VK7TW, went through the kits and the format of the day. Thanks, Ben. We moved to the final closing of Dark Mofo with pictures from Justin on the parade and burning of the Og Og, which this year was a swift parrot. Justin then did a quick announcement and review of the newly released Raspberry Pi Model 4 that has just been released. This unit is very impressive and bordering on rivaling a desktop PC in a single board computer starting at just US$55. Warren, VK7WN, then brought along an interesting Arduino Snake kit that is sold at workshops at JCAR for Nerd Perks subscribers. This kit was very well priced and the workshops were free. Warren took the audience through the kit and format of the workshop. Then Warren took the audience through a recent Margate Tip Shop purchase, a very nice grid dip oscillator that was in immaculate condition. This prompted a discussion that led to the fourth Wednesday night, the 24th of July, becoming a grid dip oscillator night. Thanks, Warren. The videos on the night included SDR Academy, John Melton, G0ORX/N6LYT, an update on OpenHPSDR software for Linux, and new AWRL promo video, and many other videos. And now for an announcement of a special DATV Experimenters Night presentation by Steve, VK700, and this will be on July the 17th from 7:30 p.m. Titled The Hobart City Integrated Parking System, Steve has been given permission to take the audience through a technical outline of the City of Hobart's new integrated parking system, much more than mere meters. Please note that we have been asked not to broadcast or stream this presentation, and so you will need to come along. We get back underway in a fortnight's time from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Hope to see you there, says Justin, VK7TW. And now, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, SOTA Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street in Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions, 10 a.m. Technical sessions on Wednesdays from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. REST, Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon and the Experimenters Night from 19:30 in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. And again, REST, Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcasts on 1296.15 megs FM. Events, REST, July the 3rd, GPS Disciplined Oscillator Forum, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. Northwest Coast, July 6th, Chat and Show Group, 2 p.m. at the Penguin Sports Centre, Ironcliff Road in Penguin. NTARC, July 13th, Barbecue Meeting from noon and meeting from 2 p.m. Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. REST, August the 7th, Oculus Rift and Virtual Reality Demonstrations with Ian McIntosh, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader is VK7TW, repeaters REST, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres VK7TPE, 40 VK7JGD, 20 VK7ALH, 10 VK7VKT and on DMR Talk Group 3809 VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all the people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that, in fact, concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You've been listening to or just missed VK7WI. The next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For further information about the broadcast, you can find it on the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but we will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it's 73s from Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo.